What's up, Mother Suckers? Welcome to another episode of Mother Sucker Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Blackson. I got my nigga with me, Chinese best friend. What's good?
Hey, whoever's listening, thanks for listening. We appreciate you. How many people listening, Mike? Like 28?
In Nigeria, everybody's listening.
Everybody
in America,
listening.
Nobody give a fuck about you or me. Gilly, it's my Philly homie. Nothing like watching somebody just revamp themselves into something amazing, you know. I remember he was part of a group in Philly way back in the day when he was all young, and then he went in and I know he was one point signed with like Cash Money, if I'm not mistaken, but he could tell us more about it. And like now he just took over social media by the storm, and these guys are, if you are on social media, you see these guys every fucking day. Ladies and gentlemen, my Philly homies, Gilly the King and Wilding in the building, motherfuckers.
Gilly the King and Wilding, what? Wilding in the building?
Seriously, Wallow.
Wallow.
AKA nut ass nigga. He's a nut. This my nut ass nigga right here.
That's your nut ass nigga right
yeah,
here.
Yeah, man. Everybody has a nut ass nigga.
Absolutely.
He's a nut.
And this my nut right here. So
are they brothers, Mike?
Seriously, Chinese best
friend. No, cousins.
Cousins.
Are y'all really cousins?
Yeah.
Yeah, Mike, they so see the resemblance.
Your mom or your dad's brother, sister is his. How your cousin? Like, is it your mother's sister's son?
No. We not first cousins. We second cousins.
Okay, second cousins.
Right. Yeah, but we cousins, man. For sure.
Philly, I remember. Don't get. I have been a victim of fake watch. It's a guy we got in Philly called Buck Wild. Y'all know Buck?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh. Back in the day, this like 90s.
No, Buck still rock fake shit.
Oh my god. This nigga had me on a payment plan on a fake watch. First time I ever went to jail was because of this nigga.
Buck. What? Buck got you locked up?
Buck got me locked up. Let me tell you what happened. Y'all probably heard the story. Kev told the story. It was me, Kevin Hart, yeah. Buck Wild, Toure Gordon, right?
Toure.
We all... Yo, put this in the toilet, man. Is that Buck still? We all driving to New York. We're supposed to go to New York to do, I think Mike, one of them comedians, Mike, something Mike. Do his room in New York, right? So we all meet up at Winners. Remember Winners? It was like 11th and Arch, whatever. We all meet up there. We decided to get in one car. You know what I mean? I had just got my little Taurus. I didn't want to put miles in my car. Kev had some bullshit. Toure had Buck had like a nice maximum. Like, okay, this one will make the road. You know what I mean? And we decided we're going to take Buck's car. I don't know how this nigga, for some reason, when a nigga don't want to drive his own car, that's a sign that don't fucking get.
He had a journey.
Why I'm the dumb retarded nigga that's picked to drive this nigga's car. I'm driving, I think Toure's in the front, or Buck or whatever, and then you got Buck and Kev in the back. We're driving to New York. You remember the fucking exit, of course, motherfucker. We're on the turnpike. All of a sudden, I see state trooper. I don't know why I get nervous. I see the state trooper. Now I'm hitting the brakes. I'm up doing all retarded. I'm paranoid. I don't know. It was way before Black Lives Matter, so I don't know why. I was still nervous and shit, right? So then the cop is around. I think he reading the license plate, you know. Next thing you know, whoa. Pull us over. Pulled our guns. Get out the car. Driver, turn around. Dog, I never been pulled over before.
Right.
He said, dude, I'm about to make the wrong turn and get the fuck shot.
Right.
He like, put your hands up, driver, lay on the floor. Buck, what did the driver say? What did the cop say? You used to that shit. What did he say?
Driver, get out the car. Michael, get out the fucking car. He tell my officer, you might remember.
Oh, nigga, I ain't saying that part yet. And Toure, like.
Toure out the car, Kev out the car. The next thing you know, they like, Aziz White, get out the car. I'm like, how the fuck the cops know my name? Mike done told the cops my real name.
Mike Stitch Jordy.
You fucking real I did, nigga.
He's Stitch Jordy. He's
in. Me a fake Rolex, he got me dropped. So make a long story short, right?
You driving a hot car.
No, the car's not even, this is what happened. And we all did this.
Hold on for your buddy further.
Aziz White.
He said you stitched to me. You showed me a fake Rolex. Heavy driving this fucking car.
Buck, nobody going to jail for you. Let me tell you what the fuck happened, right? I ain't going to jail for you, Buck. I was snitch on your ass in a hot minute. So here we are. This nigga. So this is something we all did in Philly back in the day. When you get a lot of tickets on your car, what do?
You switch the plate.
Exactly. You report the plate stolen.
Right.
And you get a new plate.
Right.
But this nigga had a plate that somebody has reported stolen. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He had that plate on his car.
Yeah.
So now when they read the plate, it's stolen. They think the car is stolen.
All right.
What's up, Marasokas? This is your African King of Comedy, Michael Blackson. I'm here to ask you a question. Are you subscribed to my podcast, the Marasokas Podcast with me, Michael Blackson? If not, you are missing out on the crazy interviews, the exclusive behind-the-scenes content of my life, and tons of VIP celebrity guests. So listen up, Marasokas. Stop what you are doing right now and go find the Marasokas Podcast with me, Michael Blackson, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast. Subscribe. It's free. So go do it right now. And don't forget to catch a new episode every Tuesday.
So when the state were ready to play, they reported it's like stolen. So they think the car stolen. They don't realize it's just a stolen plate.
Right.
So they think we got a stolen property. So they pulled us out and guns, whatever, all that shit. So next thing you know, we all in handcuffs. And while we in the car, this nigga not only buck selling fake Rolex, fake license plates. This nigga was big on counterfeit money.
Oh.
This nigga has like a bunch of counterfeit money in his pocket. So now he trying to throw the shit in the middle of the road before the cops figure it.
This nigga life is just fucking crazy.
He's the worst nigga ever, Buck. I'm so. So, all right. So we all in the holding cell. Why this? They took the car. We in the hold. They took us to Newark. It was by Newark. Took us to Newark holding cell. We all in the cell. Buck like, yo, Mike, I got, he still has some money with him. He said, I got this money. He said, I need y'all, can y'all chew this money? He trying to make us chew, to make this money disappear. Like, can y'all help me chew this money? I'm like, nigga, I'm not eating no fucking money. I'm not hungry. I ain't chewing no fucking, this nigga chewing money, mouth green and shit.
This nigga crazy. Buck is fucking crazy.
Make a long story short, we all ended up, you know, was in there for like 8-9 hours, whatever, and we all ended up out because it was stolen license plate. I'm like, you know, I had no idea. I know when the cops did pull me over, he's like, who are you? I did say I'm a comedian. My hair shot is in the trunk. That's what he's trying to say. I'm over talking about my hair shot is in the trunk. I'm the African King of Comedy. Nigga, I ain't say all that, motherfucker.
I heard you did, Mike.
Well, that's what Kev said. Everybody had their own story. Kev, his shit is on Facebook.
I had to bite my fingernails
to fuck up his fingerprints.
Fingerprints, because if I didn't, they would have locked me the fuck up.
So yeah, so and the crazy thing about that whole story, the day we had to go to court, and Terrell ended up having like Warren and Buck, because they didn't show up to court. Me and Kev, the only one that showed up to court.
Right.
The day I had to go to court was the same day. This was 1999. It was the same day I had to come to L.A. and audition for next Friday.
Wow.
Crazy. So I remember that day, me and Kev rented a car. We had to be at court 9 o'clock in the morning. We did court. I remember Kev drove back to the airport. Kev dropped me off at the airport. I caught my 1:50 p.m. flight. I remember we went to court 9, was out there 10, made it to Philly back like close like 12:45-ish. And I caught a 1:50 flight p.m. to L.A. to audition in front of the director and the casting agent of next Friday.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. It was crazy that, every time I think about that story, I think about damn cab driving to the airport that day, you know. But yeah, man, motherfucker, fuck you. But
he said fuck
and
you.
And cab was still on the way up right that time, right?
Oh, yeah, cab was, yeah, he was, cab was just new. He was a new kid. He was new. But Kev was
that was crazy.
Around that time,
Mike.
Yeah, Kev was under us. We was like, you know what I mean? We was making money. Kev wasn't making money yet.
Right.
You know, Kev, what did help Kev to me? Kev went to
go, hang up on him, please.
Yeah, hang just don't even say bye. Just hang up on him.
Oh, before you hang up on him, can I buy some counterfeit money?
he won't get some action.
I'll get you real money, Chinese. That's right.
Thanks, Mike.
No problem. Yeah, what you say, Kev? What?
He damn, what the fuck was that? Oh no, what Kev was, while I was making money, Kev was going back and forth to New York on the regular, doing the mainstream room. That's how Kev was able to hook up with the Three Arts Management. They're the same one that managed like Chris Rock and a lot of other people. That's how they took Kev under their wing, yeah. You know. And them motherfuckers, and that's how Kev ended up, you know, getting that mainstream, because he had them, you know, me, I was getting nigga money,
yeah.
Ghetto money, you know what I'm saying? Right. While Kev was getting mainstream, doing mainstream shit, don't come with much money, but it later does when you get TV, when you get on television.
Right,
you know
right,
I mean?
Right.
But Kev
right.
had a sitcom where nobody really knew who he was. He had right. a sitcom, I mean, it only lasted 6 episodes, if that, but at least he got a chance because he had that powerful management. Back then, he had that great management company, or you'll get a sitcom. And Kev had one. I forgot what it's called. I know Faison Love was on there, and I forgot who else was on there.
Right.
You know,
why didn't you join that management company, Michael Bloxham?
The politics, man. I was too. Yeah. These management companies are all politics. And a lot of times, these people, they don't, you know, it's recommendation. It comes to a lot of recommendation. You know what I'm saying? Somebody got to recommend you, or they got to really, really just be in love with you.
What's up, Marasokas? This is your African King of Comedy, Michael Blackson. Stop what you are doing right now and go find the Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast. Subscribe, it's free, so go do it right now. And don't forget to catch a new episode every Tuesday.